Now, 58 years after Fernando Rios' death, and 43 years after the upstairs lounge fire, my husband Aaron and I are marching in a parade, and thousands of locals and tourists are screaming at the top of their lungs, crying out with love for the LGBT populations of Orlando and New Orleans. It is absolutely exhilarating, and I have only come close to feeling like this once in my life. The first Mardi Gras after Hurricane Katrina, when people filled the streets of New Orleans and celebrated the city's resurrection, many of the costumes irreverently recalling the unspeakable horrors that took place less than a year earlier. But even as I think back to that Mardi Gras 10 years ago, what I felt at the time pales in comparison to what I feel now. People have always loved New Orleans. They have not always loved its queers. When we get near the corner of Bourbon and St. Anne, the crowds and noise are almost unbelievable. This intersection is ground zero for the city's gay population, with three of the largest, most popular gay bars calling it home. For most of the parade, the majority of the spectators have been straight. Now we are on our home ground. The progress of the parade, never exactly sprightly to begin with, has slowed to a crawl. Men and women crowd iron-laced balconies and scream at the top of their lungs. People who have worked their way to the front of the crowd at street level seem to want to hug or kiss every single marcher within arms or lips reach. Tomorrow will be different. Aaron and I will send money to the Pulse victims and their families, and we will encourage our friends to do the same. We will read the papers and news sites to see how many more clergy have said that the Pulse victims deserve their fate. We will read about politicians like Florida's Governor Rick Scott and Florida's Senator Marco Rubio, who are offering condolences and prayers for the families of the Pulse victims, even though they have spent much of their careers trying to make sure those families had no legal right to exist. We will see where the latest hate crime or suspected hate crime has taken place. When we run errands in the neighborhood, we will be looking for the man who so doggedly insisted on telling us that he is a killer. I will receive another email asking about links between the upstairs and the Pulse, and I'll explain to my sister that I will not do a book about Orlando because I do not have the heart to write three books in a row about the slaughter of LGBT people. Then I will sit down at my desk and continue telling the story of Fernando Rios. But right now, Aaron and I are both feeling good. We hold hands and walk through the streets to go find our car, which is parked near the Phoenix, a gay bar named for a bird that is destroyed in fire and then rises from the ashes.
Oh, I love that. That's such a beautiful passage.
Thank you.
And it still moves you to remember
mm-hmm.
that
it does
day,
indeed.
Of course,
yes.
You know? Mm-hmm.